And local, this is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longvine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longvine Auto Plaza, driven by longvineauto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longvine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOA News Time is 8:27. Newsmaker 2 time here today. Melissa Smith with CareArc joining us here on the KVOA Sutherland studio line today.
Melissa, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you this morning?
Doing good, doing good. So it sounds like CareArc is on board, and we have the annual drive-through flu shot clinic coming up. So, Melissa, it sounds like we have the annual drive-through flu shot clinic, which is, the way it sounds, less than a month away.
It is. It's coming up fast.
What's the date? What's the time going to be?
We're planning on having that Friday, October 7th. The time will be from 7:30 to 4:00.
Okay. For folks that have not been to a CareArc / health center drive-through clinic in the past, where are you going to line things up for folks? And really, what is the flow? What do people need to bring them with them? And what's the flow in and out of the CareArc building?
Yeah, so we do have the online form on our Lyon County Public Health website. So if you would like to do paperwork ahead of time, you can print that off and fill it out. It's the basic flu consent form that we have here every year. We'll have paperwork here at the door as well, but we do it through a drive-through process. You'll come in through our west canopy. The girls will meet you up front, do some paperwork, get your insurance, and then you'll kind of follow the flow of traffic down the hill, and we'll vaccinate you, and then you're good to go.
What if you have no insurance? What's the cost?
The cost for no insurance is $30. We've continued the same cost as the last couple of years.
Understood. Is there kind of shifting off of this topic here for just a second, but will there be any COVID-related either testing or shots available with this particular event, or is this flu shot only?
This will be flu shot only. This clinic is typically a big flu vaccine clinic for us, so unfortunately we have to shut down our other public health COVID duties for that day. We do have testing available inside our clinic if you're sick. And needs to see the primary care providers. They have testing available on that side.
Melissa Smith with CareArc talking about the agency's annual drive through flu shot clinic coming up early October. What about vaccinations? Do you have any in yet, or are you expecting some shortly?
We have received half of our private vaccine stock. We are still waiting on our VFC, or a vaccine for children vaccine, which is the vaccine that covers our state insured children and those without insurance under 18.
How many flu shots are you going to have, I guess, set aside here for the clinic specifically on the 7th?
We plan to hold back about 250 doses. Typically, we give anywhere from 1 to 200. Last year was a bigger clinic. So we're going to hold back about 250 doses this year for that.
CareArc nurse Melissa Smith joining us here on the Newsmaker segment as we continue here this Monday morning show. We had a chance to talk with Public Health Emergency Director, Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn here about 2-3 weeks ago, and she'd mentioned concerns about this particular flu season possibly hitting earlier than normal, and at least early on, specifically hitting kids harder than normal. Are those some of the concerns that are still out there right now as the flu shot season really starts rolling off?
Yes, definitely. We've not had any flu cases here yet. I did talk with our vaccine representative from St. Matthew Pasteur, and he travels to Dodge City and areas like that and said that there were already some cases there. So we are kind of expecting a little bit of an earlier flu season. As far as how hard it hits, you know, it's kind of no telling on that part. So.
Well, again, the drive-through flu shot clinic is coming up here October 7th, 7:30 to 4:00 at CareArc, and I'm assuming you go in on through the 15th Avenue entrance as opposed to trying to get through on the north side of the facility, right?
Correct.
Good deal. How many staffers are you going to have that are, you mentioned here about having to adjust operations in the building. How many staffers are you going to have at least working part of that particular event outside?
Probably around 7 to 8. We typically have about 3 up top here to help with our registration. We have an interpreter, and then we usually have about 4 vaccinators so we can kind of hit cars as they're coming along.
Well, Melissa, give us that website again so people can, if they want to look at that paperwork, they can maybe get that taken care of prior to coming October 7th.
It is our LyonCountyPublicHealth.org site.
Okay. PublicHealth.LyonCounty.org will get you taken care of then. Melissa, anything else that you wanted to bring up here before we close things down here today?
No, I don't think so. That's it. We're looking forward to seeing everybody and getting the flu season started here. Vaccinating.
Sounds good. Well, Melissa, thanks so much for joining us here today, and we'll be probably bringing you back on or possibly another CareArc official online with us here a little bit later on with this month to remind folks about the big clinic coming up.
That sounds great. You have a good day.
Hey, thanks, Melissa. Yeah, Melissa Smith with CareArc talking about the agency's annual drive-through flu shot clinic coming up October 7th, Chuck.
All right. Don't forget, we've got one more interview here before the morning show is done as Hettlinger Director of Day Services John Gossman joins us for the Newsmaker 3 discussing Direct Support Professionals Week. Tomorrow we'll have a couple of interviews in the 8 o'clock hour, one of which happens to be Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Daugherty at 8:20. The Newsmaker 2 then goes to 8:40 with Four Rivers General Manager Dennis Swanis updating the America Solar Facility, as hot as it was earlier this year, indications are it got quite a bit of use, and they'll also be discussing fall energy matters at 8:40 tomorrow here on KVOE.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by longbineauto.com. Good morning, it's 8:33.
Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center offers innovative, cutting-edge physical therapy. From blood flow restriction rehabilitation, dry needling, DARI, a biomechanical movement analysis, fall prevention, and return to sport. Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center Physical Therapy has over 75 years of combined treatment experience, delivering a successful and positive outcome while making the rehabilitation process pleasant and enjoyable. At Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center, no referrals are necessary to schedule your therapy appointment. Visit KansasOrtho.com.
Wash and Vac is state-of-the-art in automatic car washes.
It adjusts for the size of your car for maximum effectiveness.
Then comes a two-step pre-sub.
A tire cleaner.
A rocker panel blaster.
Undercarriage rust inhibitor and wash.
A conditioner and wax with UV protection.